الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما ويسألونك ماذا ينفقون قل العفو كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون في الدنيا والآخرة. ويسألونك عن اليتامى قل إصلاح لهم خير وإن تخالطوهم فإخوانكم والله يعلم المفسد من المصلح ولو شاء الله لأعنتكم إن الله عزيز حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, yesterday we mentioned that the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they asked him about khamar and maysir, wine and gambling. In today's lesson, we see the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they ask him, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ, they ask you, O Muhammad, مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ, what should they spend? In other words, from which part of the wealth should they spend? Now subhanAllah, here you see, when you are going to give sadaqah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of your needs, your family's needs, and even the needs of that person who you are now going to give your sadaqah to. All in one word, subhanallah. Allah says, قُلِ الْعَفْوِ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they are going to give their sadaqah, let them give from that part which is considered as al-afu. What is al-afu? Afu means the surplus, it means that extra, it means that which is over and above your needs and your family's needs. So Allah is taking care of your needs, your family's needs, and Allah is also taking care of that person who you are going to give your sadaqah to. Allah says, كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to you, al-ayat means the teachings of your deen, بَعَالِمَ دِينِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Why does Allah teach you, why does Allah clarify and make clear for you the teachings of your deen, so that you can ponder over the dunya and akhirah. In other words, ponder, realize, imagine the dunya, the world, the dunya and the akhirat, and then see which of the two is more valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, it is the alamul akhirah, it is the hereafter. So that means then work and make all your endeavors and your work and toil for the akhirah, by giving this little bit of sadaqah that you would give in the dunya, you'll be securing for yourself your akhirat. Then Allah says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْيَتَامَى. And then they come to you and they ask you about the orphans. In other words, they ask you about eating from the wealth of the orphans. The Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum, when a verse of the Quran was revealed, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا, that indeed, those people who eat the wealth and the property of the orphans, let them know, they are putting in their bellies or they are putting in their system, nar, fire of Jahannam. So when this verse was revealed, many Sahaba radiallahu anhum, of course they had in their care orphans, they were taking care of many yatama orphans. So these orphans that were living with them, what the Sahaba would do, they would take their food and they drink and their wealth, and they would set it aside, put it aside far from their own wealth. So this became real difficult for the Sahaba. All the time they were doing this, until finally a few of the Sahaba, some say Abdullah ibn Rawaha, some say it is the Sahabi Thabit bin Rifa'ah, or a few of them, they finally mustered up the courage and came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and explained to him that this is something difficult now for us to do. So these verses were revealed. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْيَتَامَى, they ask you about eating from the wealth of the orphans. Allah says, tell them, إِصْلَاحٌ لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ. Tell them, إِصْلَاحٌ لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ. What does this mean? It means to reform. In other words, إِصْلَاح is better for them. That is to be from those people who will improve the lot of the yatama is always better. That means, as far as possible, if you can abstain, abstain from their wealth. But if, وَإِن تُخَالِطُوهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ, if you are of those people who now mix with them, you intermingle with them, then treat them like how you would treat your brothers in deen, In other words, you have a Muslim brother. How would you treat your Muslim brother? You would eat from his plate. You would drink from his glass. In other words, you share with him. In the same way, now Allah says, you may share and you may eat and you may drink also with your yatim brother, your orphan brother. It all boils down to the intention. In that verse also we see, indeed those people who eat the property, the wealth of the yatama, the orphans, they Allah mentions zulman, zulman. So if you're eating it with injustice, with a lack of fairness, then only consider you are putting fire into your belly. In other words, your intention must be straight. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah knows the mufsid. Wallahu ya'lamu al-mufsida min al-muslih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the person who's a mischief maker. Allah knows that person who wants to spoil things from the person who is actually trying to improve the lot of the yatim, of the orphan. So it boils down to your intention. If your intention is such that you want to devour his wealth, then Allah says, then of course we know, then that person is actually putting nar, the fire of Jahannam, in his belly. But if he is just merely sharing with him, then there is no haraj, there is no difficulty in Islam. Allah says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَعَنَتَكُمْ. If Allah wanted, Allah could have made life very difficult upon you, and Allah would have made it totally impermissible and haram for you to even mix and intermingle with them. But Allah didn't do so. That is what Allah says. This is how Allah completes the verse, and He concludes the verse. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Two qualities of Allah brought here. That listen, now when you are sharing with the yatim, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. In other words, the moment your niyyah changes, and if your niyyah becomes bad, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to destroy you. But at the same time, Allah allowed you to share in the mal, with the mal, with the property of the yatim. Remember, Allah in doing that, He is hakim, He is wise in whatever He does. We cannot question the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.